And we are back here talking with our Canadian counterparts. And so you guys have been here for a little bit now. Mm-hmm. What have been some of your favorite experiences so far here in Minnesota or in Little Falls or the surrounding communities?
Well, let me throw in a quick disclaimer first, right? So Minnesotans have a thing, right? Sometimes they call us parakeets. So if we start talking Canadian-ish, right, to you, just smack us a little bit. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm talking Canadian?
Well, your vowels are slipping a little bit. Right? Like, I've never said y'all in my entire life, so I'm going to
talk. I guess I'm talking Canadian now. All right, so... All right, yeah, to follow on to that, Mr. Housie, thank you.
Yeah, tell us about some cultural things.
Yeah, some cultural things there.
Yeah, well, when I found out I was coming to Minnesota, me and my wife watched the movie Fargo from 1997. I just thought the Canadian accent in there that was, like, super, it was like, yeah, geez, oh, heck.
Oh, like, you betcha.
Yeah. So that was my first, and I'm like, man, I'm excited to be here. Let's see if the accent actually holds true. It's a little more subtle, but definitely when we first got here, huge eye-opener. We don't get the same kind of praise or the same kind of appreciation in Canada, which is kind of unfortunate. But even coming here, like walking down the street just to go get a coffee, I got thanked by three people on the way, just thank you for your service. And it just felt so different for me because I'm not used to that. So it was like, oh, I'm actually Canadian. It's like, doesn't matter where you're from, like, we thank you for your service, what you do. So it's like, oh, wow, like, this is, yeah, like, all the politics out the window. It was just, yeah, this is just more people with the same kind of mentality, just wanting to get by day to day. So that was my first impression. Super impressed by the U.S. so far.
Awesome. What about you, ma'am?
Yeah, very positive. Anytime we leave the base or even on the base with the basic training, you know, people are taking them in, welcoming them as basic training troops. Normally, you know, they're not really welcomed, don't really fit in.
They don't fit anywhere.
But, yeah, they've been accepted with open arms. Like, we've met a couple people in the dining hall. I guess there was some training last weekend going on here, and it was super crowded, and they were just jumping in, asking the basic training troops questions. And every time we've left base, same thing. Everyone's been very appreciative and thanking us for our service, even though we are Canadian soldiers. And it's nice. It's nice to feel appreciated.
That's super good. And then, like you were saying, you guys are able to go off base here and kind of figure some things out. Like, what are some activities that you've done off base or things that you want to do while you're here?
For me, it's, well, me and my wife are, my wife's always sending me photos of, new houses that she wants to look. Oh, we should look at this house. Like, we do not have the money to buy another house. Like, we got to chill. So I was like looking at kind of the properties here, and I used to be in construction. So seeing how you guys like live day to day in like the civilian population, and it's pretty cool. Like, the difference between Canada that I've noticed, or at least where I'm from in Saskatchewan, the houses are a lot bigger and there's more divide between what like a nice place looks like and what another place looks like, versus here, everything seems to be a lot smaller, but well-kept, which is kind of cool. And let's not even get started on the potholes, the difference. We got those in Saskatchewan, like you wouldn't believe. Overall, it's just been a really clean environment, really nice, good population, small town vibe, similar to where I'm from in Melfort. So, really cool.
And for you, ma'am?
Just to explore more and get out, Thunder Bay is very similar to Duluth, Minnesota, Grand Marais. So we do travel across the border quite a bit. We do quite a bit of mountain biking, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing. So seeing kind of what the outdoors has to offer. Yeah, that's really the big thing. There's a couple golf courses. I know a few people have mentioned golfing around here. Haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I've heard good things. So really just getting outside and seeing what there is.
If you're lucky enough to be teeing off, right, one of the golf courses around here, and you catch it just when the artillery starts to fire, it's a real big ego boost. You're like, boom.
Wow. Yeah, you hear it for miles. People love it.
Drive.
No, and then I know we were talking, too, like how great an event this is to bring our two nations together. But from your guys' point of view, what is the benefit of having that American counterpart? And how do you see this event expanding and potentially going forward?
In real world sense, like, if you're going to, we were like back in Afghanistan time, we worked with you guys a lot as a supplementary force. And it's just, if you're going to be working with somebody, you want to get that training with them as well ahead of time. As we, like it was mentioned already, we have the same, like that military speak, but there's obviously specifics that have to be worked out. So I think just training with one another would have a lot of benefits, especially the difference in equipment. Like I mentioned, any kind of vehicles that we could work with you guys would be pretty sweet. And then, I always say one of the most important things with military culture is maintenance of morale. So getting to work with those different varieties of equipment, that'd be a huge morale boost for a lot of guys that have been in for a while, or even the new guys that are just getting in and seeing what the military offers for them.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, having a little friendly competition once in a while here, get some of those guys out there to compete against you on that night land nav so you don't win all the time.
Yeah. You guys got the tech, but we got that drive. So we'll see who can get there.
See who can win that.
Yeah.
And then for you, ma'am, do you see anything on the medical side, how this training really affects that being a cross-nation partnership?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Like, the things that we do are a little bit different. The scopes are a bit different. It can get kind of boring just doing the same scenarios over and over, using the same facilities over and over. So coming south of the border, we get the opportunity to train with the Americans, and they do different things. It's exciting for people that have been in for a few years to kind of try out different medical things and see different things like that. It's interesting.
That's great. Mr. House, you got anything else for them?
No, yeah, I really appreciate y'all coming and talking to us. So that's great.
Thank you guys so much for coming. Do you guys want to give any shout-outs to anybody back in Canada?
Appreciate my team with the North Saskatchewan Regiment, Bikoy. We're just a small unit of 16 folks in our units, but we came through. We were able to get a full section here, so, yeah.
Strong but mighty.
Small but mighty.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
we got there.
Yeah, we finally got there.
I want to shout out to my unit, 18 Field Ambulance in Thunder Bay, as well as all the parents that let their children come here for the basic training course.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to have you guys back again.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
It's Lieutenant Rosso, and thank you for listening in.